Whether you're at the beginning of your property journey, looking to enter the market, or a seasoned professional seeking new strategies and insights, this podcast is your one-stop resource for all things property investment. Welcome to the Property Investors Network podcast. Let's embark on this exciting journey together and make your property investment dreams a reality.
Hello everybody, Mark Fitzgerald here, and I just thought I'd share with you today how you can maximize and get the most out of each and every day, whether you're property investing, whether it's your family life, whether it is just getting out there and achieving the goals that you want. Why? Because it's all too easy to get caught in the trap and the cycle of life, thinking that you're spinning your wheels, thinking that you're getting somewhere, but you're not actually moving yourself forward. You're not actually doing the tasks or the things that will move you forward. And it's very, very easy as well to get caught up in procrastination. We all do it. I could be an Olympic gold medalist in procrastination at times, which is why I do this set tasks. And I'm going to share with you here to help you so that you don't have the same challenges and problems. Now, basically, to have a successful week and get out there and really get to the end of the week feeling fulfilled each and every day as well, making sure that you're going to bed thinking, I've maximized what I could do today to move myself forward. You have to roll it all back to what you're trying to achieve. Now, most of us here are trying to buy properties in some form or another, depending on whatever strategy that you're doing, unless you're just starting out and you're not 100% sure. Then please do take the time to check out what it is that you want to be doing, what is your long-term game, your long-term goals, because you only want to be taking the steps forward that move you towards those long-term goals. Mark my words, nothing ever good happens completely and straight overnight. We do have to work at it. We do have to sort ourselves out. So do remember that this isn't a sprint. This is a marathon. So myself, what I like to do is I like to make sure that I've planned out my week in advance. Before I reach that week, before I get out there, I make sure I know exactly what I want to achieve by the end of that week. Now, what do I want to achieve by the end of that week? Well, that's really what I want to achieve for the month. What would be a successful month for me? I like to plan out 90 days. Okay, so I like to have a three-month plan. I have a plan for each quarter of the year. I have some set targets, normally no more than five set targets that I want to try and achieve over those 3 months. Some of those targets will be easier and I can achieve those quite quickly. Some of them will take a bit more time and maybe we'll go into the next quarter as well. But what do I need to achieve each and every month to move myself a step closer to my 90-day target and goal? And then all I do is I break that down into weekly bite-sized chunks, which I can then schedule in to each and every day. Now, what you want to try and do is if you've got a very, very busy schedule, now maybe you're working full time, you've got a family, you've got a lot of things on. One of the best things to try and do and to sort yourself out with is to schedule that time in, is to have a calendar or something. I use Google calendars on my phone and I live to my schedule on that. Now, I'm quite fortunate that I have a personal assistant now, I didn't in the beginning, who actually helps me and schedule stuff in for me. So I know where I need to be. I know what I need to be doing at certain times. You can do the same, just scheduling it in for yourself. If it's in the calendar, it happens, is one of my mottos. So even my family and my wife put things in my schedule when they want me. So if they want me, they want me to be a specific place, they want me to attend something, they want me to just come and be with them, we put it into the calendar, we put it into the schedule, okay? Now, that's not for everything. Obviously, I can sit and watch telly and stuff with them. But when we're out and about and doing things, so everything is scheduled, it's in a neat place. And I'll tell you what, you might say, woof, that's a bit restrictive, Mark. You know, life is for living, not just for, scheduling everything. But myself, I'd be all over the place, here, there and everywhere, trying to achieve everything and not achieving a thing if I didn't have that. And I'll tell you another thing as well is it is so liberating and you do feel so much You feel more in a freer environment, in a freer place by having a strict schedule. It's absolutely crazy. So it's well worth trying out for yourself. But make sure that you give yourself, 3 to 5 tasks a day to achieve. Now, if you're really, really busy, just give yourself one task that you know that you can do as long as you put the time in to do it. And that might be in the lunch break. That might be early in the morning, later at night, depending on when you can schedule it in. Schedule it in. And when you've done it, put a tick on it, cross it off, make sure that you reward yourself in a sense to be able to look at that and see that you've won. What you want to be doing is building up a winning mentality each and every day. So by winning the day, you'll win the week. By winning the week, you'll win the month. By winning the month, you'll win your quarter. By winning the quarter, you should win the year. Okay? It is as easy as that. Don't set yourself daily targets that you know you cannot hit. Don't set 10 things knowing for a fact that you'll probably only be able to do two at a maximum, and you might even struggle to do that. Set targets each and every day that mean that you will hit them. Why? So that you start subconsciously telling yourself, I'm a winner. I do what I say I'm going to do, and I hit my goals. And I'll tell you what, you want to, at the end of the week, have a quick review. How many tasks did I do? Did I achieve them? Were they the most important things? Yes or no? It's a quick 10, 20 minutes maximum review of the week. What are we going to be doing next week to move us further forward? Maybe some stuff we didn't get done. Don't give yourself a hard time. Let's put it in next week. But keep doing that. Keep crossing things off. Keep moving yourself forward on those elements of your business and your life that you want to be achieving. And of course, monitor it. So at the end of the quarter, did you reach those goals there? If you didn't, okay, if you didn't, again, don't give yourself a hard time, but do ask yourself the honest questions. Did I give it everything I could possibly give it to get the results that I want? The moment I started to build this out and put this into my life was the moment that amazing things started happening for me. And all of a sudden, you start to see the compound effect. It's a great book by Darren Hardy, if you've never read it or listened to it on audiobook. It's a fantastic book because the concepts of it are so, so simple. Do the things you need to do each and every day, the little small things that will add up to a big thing in the future. If you'd have said to me, I'd be sat doing what I do now with the businesses that I have now, I would have said no chance whatsoever. But little steps over the last 5-6 years, has got me here. You can do exactly the same with that. Don't discount this. Just know that this stuff does work. So make sure you take the time to sit down and put in there exactly what you want to achieve. Now, if you're brand new to property and maybe you're watching this and you're thinking to yourself, I'm just getting started. Okay, what do you need to read? What do you need to listen to? What do you need to watch? What do you need to learn? Schedule those things in as well. I schedule my own personal development in. Each and every day, I get up nice and early and I try and have at least the first hour of the day on my own personal development. What skills am I trying to learn at the moment? What am I trying to tweak? How can I make myself better? Do the same in that and enjoy it. It'll also help you get out of bed with a spring in your step so that you can really, really enjoy yourself. So make sure that you know what it is you're getting out of your week and out of your day. Have a little pad or something like that that you can just jot things down. So if, when you're doing stuff, what do I need to do? Oh, I've done this now. It'll move normally onto something else. You can start making notes. I have pads on all my desks. And in the car as well. So when I think of something, or of course, you can just use notes on your phone. I'm old school. I like a pad and pen. I like to be able to feel it and see it. But you can do it on your phone. You can do a to-do list and things like that. But make sure that they are things that you need to be doing, not just nice things that you enjoy doing. There's certain things I still have to do that I don't enjoy. I do try and outsource as much as that as possible now. But in the beginning, you just got to suck it up and get on with it. And if it is something that you know you're not going to enjoy and that you're not going to really have a lot of fun doing, just get it done first thing. Don't procrastinate over it. The first job to do is to get that done. I've got to get out there. I've got to get it done. I had to pay VAT this morning. Okay. That's not my most favorite thing to do, is to give the tax man all of my money, but it's something that I have to do. And it always means a good thing, you know, if you're paying VAT and all of that. But again, it's not my most favorite thing to do. So I did it. Got it done. It's done. Done and dusted. Out the window. Out the way. Get on with your day then. Stay positive in what you're doing. Enjoy what you're doing and make sure that you check things off. Don't just leave it. And also, if you're not checking anything off, what can I reschedule? What can I move in my schedule just because I know that needs to happen? I need to call that agent. I need to follow up on that lead. I need to speak to that person. Make sure it happens as soon as you can. And if it doesn't happen, have a follow-up system to help you with that. Make sure if you're making a call to somebody and you leave a message, leave them a message, but tell them I'll call you again at this set time. Okay, so that they know when they listen to the message, oh, I better ring them back because they're going to call me anyway. So I might as well call them at a time that's convenient to me and make sure that you follow through and call them at that time. There's lots of different tricks and ways you can do things that I use, but this is just one of those ones that can really, really help you push yourself forward and make sure that you're maximizing your time and feeling good about yourself. I hope you've enjoyed this session. I hope you've enjoyed this sort of episode, if you like. We've got plenty more tips and tricks coming your way. Have a great week, the rest of the week. Enjoy it, and I'll see you very soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Property Investors Network podcast. Remember, investing in property is not just about numbers and profits, but also about building communities and creating a lasting impact. You can do this by checking out our website at pinfurtherlearning.co.uk. And of course, look to book onto your local Property Investors networking event. We are here to help and support you every step of the way, and I look forward to you joining me very soon. Bye for now.